The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello and welcome along to Sunday's edition of the Daily World Cup podcast. We have a chance to look back at England's final friendly, and we're going to look ahead to some more friendly action in the international world this evening. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is Lee Phelps. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes.
Getting closer.
It is, it's getting closer. We're a matter of days away.
Can't wait now.
Yeah, I'm a little bit fearful, to be fair, because on the Thursday of this daily podcast, I might sound quite ridiculous because I will be so excited when it gets around to Thursday.
No change there, then.
Well, yeah, well, yes. Right, let's look back at England's game last night. 0-0 draw, a game that was disrupted by the weather, and England never really got going in the game. What did you make of it all, Ollie? I mean, they were pretty solid, which you expected. Just nothing going forward, really.
Oh, it's a funny, like you said, I think because it was so disjointed was a bit of a problem. I mean, I think when we talked about it yesterday, I think we got it pretty much spot on. You know, it was going to be a lot more solid display. Obviously, we got away with the no goal up to 30th minute, thanks to the thunderstorm. Then I think, when we started to... I thought when we came back from half-time, we would get the goal and go on. I thought when they had the man sent off, I thought I was looking at the kind of the winter nil and thinking, yeah, this is never in doubt. I must admit, I fell asleep the last 15, so I can't really tell you much about the last 15 minutes. But, Sturridge should have scored, and I think that's plainly clear. The header was a great chance. The one that he put past the post earlier, I think there were other chances. That's the worry. Go back to 2010, we struggled to put the ball in the back of the net, and that's what cost us. Nothing to worry about, I don't think, but international football, same as any football, Mark. You go and play on a Wednesday night five-a-side, you've got to score the goal, haven't you? You've got to stick them away. But I was fairly encouraged at the kind of link-up play between the front four, whoever was on. I thought once Barkley came on, he looked good. I thought Lallana could have done more to get on the ball. I think Barkley commands the ball a bit more than Lallana, so I think he's probably just edged in front. But nothing to worry about too much. Another good job done. I'm just amazed at how hot Glenn Hoddle was for most of the time.
Yeah, he even resorted. The coverage was brilliant last night when they had that half an hour break. I don't want to get too stuck into it. But at one point, Glenn Hoddle even resorted to having an imaginary microphone to keep it going.
That was weird. I sort of, everyone was saying that on Twitter. I thought it was an imaginary fan.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, he's that hot. He's delirious and he thinks. He's got fun. It was, I mean, fair play to the players for coming out and continuing. I thought in the second half, Jack Wilshere and Ross Barkley added something extra to England. They wanted the ball into feet. They were turning and running at men, and the link-up play was quite nice. I mean, does that pose Roy Hodgson a little bit of a problem?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's a nice problem. You have to play Gerrard, don't you? And I think Roy Hodgson wants to set them up solid, but he knows if he has to bring one of them on, they can do a job and they can push forward a little bit. If they're chasing the goal and they wanted to, and Gerrard was maybe tiring a little bit or Henderson, and he knows he can take Henderson out of that mix, keep Gerrard there because Gerrard can do any job, and then put one of those other players in, put Wilshere in, and then you'll still get that kind of defensive mind from Wilshere, but he knows he can go forward and be more dynamic than Henderson going forward. So I think it's a nice headache to have, and I think he's got options. He's got that defensive-minded player if he wants it. He's got the attacking-minded player, whatever the game situation dictates.
Yes, it's been pretty downbeat, England, people talking up England's chances, but for once, I think we actually do have options from the bench, and I think barring a goal last night, it was all very encouraging, to be fair.
Yeah,
but, anyway, we must leave that there. We'll talk about one of this evening's matches. France are in action against Jamaica. France are 2-9. The draw is 5-1, and Jamaica 12-1. France have had, it's not been the best preparation for them, have they? They've had injuries, they've had disputes, the players not going. Do you think tonight's the night where they just put it all behind them and set themselves up for the World Cup?
Well, yeah, they've stood at home, haven't they, and had their warm-up games. This one's in France again against Jamaica, and they've had the problems. Ribéry's a massive blow for them. But the player I really like it all season, got 16 goals in his club football, made plenty of assists. Saw him up close against Man United in the Champions League as well, live, and it wasn't his best game. But the Griezmann, I think he'll, you know, no one wants to see a player injured, but I think he'll be having a sly little party to himself in his hotel room, because I think he's the one who scored in the last game, which is a bit of a drab 1-1 draw against Paraguay. I know he's the headline offer tonight in this game, but I like him to score again. I really liked him. He's got a little bit about him. He's kind of like, you know, and the kind of young players for England who we're excited about. He's in that mould for France for me. Still got loads of great players, by the way. I think the manager has got. So I read an article about from Thierry Henry, and he was saying that, you know, this guy kind of, you know, he won the World Cup for France. He first time did wonders for Marseille. You know, and he's just got an aura about him that the French players look up to. So I don't think they'll have any problems once they get there. I think they'll coast through their group, as you probably said already. I mean, it's always dangerous putting up a landslide score. I was reading the preview earlier on, they were predicting 6-0 against Jamaica. I think that's always dangerous because Jamaica, you know, they're kind of minnows in world football, but they've just played two games where they weren't embarrassed at all. You know, played Switzerland and he lost 1-0 and it was a late goal. They played Serbia, they lost 2-1 again. Reed Duggins conceded two early goals and came back and got one and put a good display forward. So I expect them to do the same, Jamaica. I don't think they'll be easy to beat. Traditionally, they're a bit weak at the back. I get that. But I think it could be another fairly cagey game. I expect France to win out maybe 2-3 goal winners, but I think it'll be late goals. So I'll be looking at maybe -1 second half handicap on France. But I do like the headline offer of Griezmann to score and France to win.
Yes, Antoine Griezmann to score and France to win is 6-4. You mentioned a few scorelines in there. Well, you didn't. You mentioned 6-0, which is 66-1 if anybody wants to get stuck into that.
I got 2 or 3 now, but like I said, I think the goals, I think might have one and half by half time and then maybe score a couple later on in the half.
Yeah, well, 2-0 is 9-2 and 3-0 is 11-2. Just trying to find the second half handicaps on site as well. The match handicap, France minus a goal, is 8-13 for anybody who wants to take that. France minus a goal on the second half handicap, 2-1.
Yeah.
All that for that.
Yeah, it might be a better price, like over 1.5 goals for France in the second half when it's in play. If it's 0-0 at half time or 1-0, then the traders might be a little less, you know, might be a little more generous than the 2-1. But that's the way I think the game's going to go. So it might be one that you do play in play.
Okay.
Because they want to impress now. Obviously, last game before the World Cup, they have to impress. But then England players did as well. But they're at home. I think they add a little bit more to it. France being at home against Jamaica. I think Jamaica will be solid. Like I said, I think France will get to them in the end without absolutely pulverising them.
Okay. Anybody wanting to back France minus a goal or on the match handicap in the second half, just scroll down to other markets down at the bottom of the page and it's in there if you want to have a bet on that. But we've talked about a few markets there, Lee, in this game. What will be your standout bet for France against Jamaica?
Griezmann to score any time, but I'll for the added value, I'll go for the headline offer.
Yeah, okay. To score any time, he's 5-6. 6-4 if you put him to score any time in a France win. So a bit of extra value there. Thank you very much, Lee. Good luck with that and enjoy the action this evening.
Cheers, mate.
So that's the thoughts of Lee Phelps on today's international friendlies then. There's this game between France and Jamaica. We've also got Italy in action against Brazilian club side Fluminense. So that could be one to keep an eye on as well with regards to England's group. Plenty of other matches coming up this week as well. And obviously the World Cup starting on Thursday, just 4 days to go. Also until we're underway in Brazil. And we'll be back tomorrow with the next edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast. Thank you very much for listening to this one and good luck with your bets.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.